God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. How do you answer the door? Well, that probably depends. If you hear a banging on the door at 12 o'clock midnight, you probably answer the door with a clenched fist. If you answer the door at 9:45 on Thanksgiving morning, you probably answer the door with open arms. You're expecting family and friends. So how do you answer the door? How do you answer the door when problems are at the door? Now, Psalm 142 is from God and penned through King David. And at this time, at least the context from which this psalm is given, David was between a rock and a dark place. Quite literally, he was in a cave. Now, this happened a couple of times where Dave was cornered in a cave by King Saul, who was seeking to kill him. And we learn from David to answer your problems with prayer. Psalm 142 is both a poem, an instructive poem, and it's a record of a prayer. Someone has said they learn in suffering what they teach in song, and that is exactly what you find in Psalm 142. So look, answer your problems with prayer. You can answer it with anger. You can answer it with panic, both of which David was tempted to do when Saul cornered him in the cave. You can answer your problems with confusion. Or you can answer your problems with prayer. Consider what prayer is. In verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. So David cried. It was a call for help. It was both earnest and audible, and one because of the other. As much as to say, Lord, Lord, help. David said he poured out his complaint. You know, you're going to pour your complaint to someone. So who are you pouring out your complaint to? Are you pouring it out to someone who can change your situation? Or are you merely complaining to someone who's just as weak as you are? So consider what prayer is. I cried. I poured out my complaint. It was an earnest request. Consider when this prayer was made. Verse 3 says, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. So it's a when-then proposition, as we often say. He was in the cave. You know, cavemen don't live well. And David was stuck in a cave. He was overwhelmed. The idea is shrouded in darkness. You ever been in dark so thick you could feel it? That's where David was. When I was in such a case, then David says, thou knewest. David had a murky future, but a clear conscience. And God knows what I am and where that leads. I can't always know what tomorrow holds, but I can come to God with a clean conscience and say, God, you know my path. You know me. So you know my future and you know my conscience. Consider why this prayer was made. Verse 4, I looked on my right hand and behold, there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. No one cares. Now, he was isolated, but I know people that can be isolated either in a cave or in a crowd. David was surrounded by his men, but they were surrounded by David's enemies and they were in this cave. Ultimately, desolation is a condition, not a terrain. You know, there are times in everyone's life where you're in a dark spot, between a rock and a dark place, and no one can take this for you. Only you can, and you need God. You know, as men cared, but they were confused. They said in 1 Samuel 24, verses 4 through 7, hey, this is the day that the Lord told you of where you'll have victory over your enemy. David, kill Saul. Well, David did not do that. You know, sometimes the easiest decisions to make are the hardest to live with. And David could have killed Saul, but let me just, a little mental exercise here. What would have happened in the subsequent 5, 10, and 15 minutes if David had killed Saul? Now we say, wow, David was a godly man. He could have taken revenge and he didn't. And that's all true. But I would also add that sometimes we think we have a clear answer and actually we're about to make things worse. So for instance, if David had killed Saul when Saul pursued him into the cave, he didn't actually know that David was in the cave. And Saul comes in, as the Bible says, to cover his feet. If David had killed him as his men urged him to do, what would have happened in the next 5 minutes? They would have sent a search party. And David was bottled up in that cave. You think they would have said, oh, David, you have a bloody sword and there's King Saul on the ground. He's dead. Wow, you're the next king. Is that what Saul's soldiers would have said? No, they were surrounded. And an easy answer at the moment would have been disastrous, I think. Even if it were not, David prayed. What was David doing in that cave? His men were talking to him, but he was talking to God. So ultimately, consider who this prayer is to. Verse 5, I cried unto thee, O Lord. I didn't listen to my men. I talked to you. Thou art my refuge. You are my portion in the land of the living, right here, right now. It's not merely a cave that protects me, it is you. In these verses, you find thee, thou, land of the living, that is both here and now, not pie in the sky, but God's help here and now. Look, God, no one is stronger than God. In 1 Samuel 24, verse 15, David says to Saul, the Lord therefore be judge and judge between me and thee and see and plead my cause and deliver me out of thine hand. I'm not going to do you wrong, Saul. God is the one in whom I'm relying. In verse 19, Saul says, for if a man find his enemy, will he let him go well away? You spared my life. Wherefore the Lord reward thee good for that thou hast done unto me this day. Well, Saul was right in saying that. He says, God, praise, I praise your name. You have heard. And he looked back at his life and he said, you know, that was God. So when God does the work, God gets the credit. Cranky people don't see God in their story. Do you? And are you including him now? When you're in tight spots, when you have decisions to make, when you're dealing with difficult people, answer your problems with prayer and God will answer you with power.